Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi, and welcome to Charlotte Flows, festive show. This is where I share my musings, learnings and discoveries on living life by my design. But this week, I'm inviting you to really take a moment to step away from the doing, step into the being, grab a drink, relax. I know it's a busy time, but if you don't do it now, it's not going to happen. So let's bring it on. Christmas. Christmas is here. Happy Christmas, everybody. I am so excited. I am here in the UK and Christmas has been amping up. My proper Christmas vibes are turned up and I am loving it. So yes, we are here. Not such a cold time at the moment, although fluctuating, but not as bitterly cold as we expected it to be so far. And we're loving it. So just enjoying, well, I am very much enjoying it. I am back in loving the vibes. I was sat in a cafe. We went out for a coffee and I was saying to my husband, hey, just sitting there looking around, listening to the accents, looking around and seeing outside people with deliveries and bustling around and the buzz of it. People in the cafe, you know, we've all got our Christmas, you know, there's lots of sparkle or Christmas jumpers or, yeah, just, there's just an overall sense that I so just love and feels so right to me. And so I am so loving being cocooned in this vibe of Christmas over here. I am just trying to relax and just absorb how special it is to all be together, spending time with my family and just enjoying, as I knew I would, the simple things of, you know, walking into town and just being on the high street and the people, the buzzy atmosphere I mentioned before on the show in the lead up. Just now I'm in it and loving it. Christmas songs, which are just so much more relevant, as we've just heard with our first of the show. They just make you smile and they're on everywhere and it's cool and everybody, you know, bursts into song wherever you are. Well, more likely if you're in a car or in a family environment. But just loving all that, loving just going into shops and there'd be this lovely buzz. I mean, yeah, it's hard to say that there's a economic downturn or, you know, people are finding it tough because the cash bells are ringing in the stores. But there's a lovely feel to it and just, you know, mooching around. Went into a bookshop, my dear of heaven, second only to a supermarket at the moment. And just like wandering through and everybody picking up the different things and choosing the books with people, it was like lovely. And you know, that's a top gift for me. So I was enjoying just being in the environment. And then supermarkets, oh my goodness, it is my idea of next level heaven. Supermarkets are something I really miss. And whenever I'm here, I just enjoy an hour wandering, smiling at all the things I forget. And over time and the things that flood memories. And yeah, I can go absolutely nuts and there's so many of them. But, and they stock everything. So it's a real, you know, all-inclusive experience when you're in a supermarket here. So many hours spent just enjoying and smiling around a supermarket. But food is obviously such a big thing in Christmas. And I think such a big thing in the UK here because of it being winter. So you got all that beautiful food and then at Christmas it amps up to a next level. But yeah, that you're wandering around and getting more inspiration on what to eat and having to remember that there's only so much you can eat over a Christmas period. But definitely a different vibe to at home. Although I was saying to my family the other day, well, we'll do the traditional Christmas breakfast thing like we do at home, which we do when we come here. We'll do the croissants and ham and cheese. So we bring that to the table quite literally when we have Christmas in the UK. So looking forward to that. And I'm thinking of doing some pavs just to bring that other Kiwi vibe over to the UK. I'm thinking of taking on a bit of a sweet platter thing. I've got some really cool vibes in my Pinterest board of festive sweet platters and wreath looking sort of layouts. Now I don't usually do very well on the display, but I have been inspired and thinking I will try and take some time and sort of curate something quite beautiful. So fingers crossed. And when you're on at Christmas, you've got that time, you slow down and you can do that. And I have this beautiful image of me in the kitchen, you know, us all just around in the kitchen because that's where you congregate with bubbles and just putting together this beautiful platter of yumminess. And I've got a couple of other things that I'd like to try. So I'm hoping to, you know, achieve a few things that have been on the Pinterest board and just have that beautiful opportunity to sit and graze and enjoy. And isn't that what Christmas is all about? The time to do that with the people you choose to spend that time with. So yeah, absolutely loving all the vibes. But here in the UK, I have found, as well as the food next level, the shops with the gifts are just, it's just amped up to a whole new level. Like, you just incredible. And you forget this and then you look around and think, this is why you know, you can get into so much trouble. But this year I'm being really just able to enjoy it from an observation perspective, which I'm really glad about, because, yeah, sort of definitely we don't really buy into the craziness of that, and I'm able to watch and observe, definitely have my moments of, oh, it would be nice to, but then realise why. So sticking to my guns, which I'm pleased about, and I think that's really important. I know through work we did an 8-week challenge, and one of the things was, you know, stick to the things that you've originally intended to, like sort of stick to your budget, stick to the things, and yeah, just having fun, picking up those intended gifts, but appreciating all of the crazy and how that would be fun to do too. Although, ironically, my wish list started to grow when I was just in the supermarket, looking at certain things. Like, you can be down the health and beauty sort of pharmacy areas, and there's all the things that you forget and think, oh, I'd love to have that again, or I'd love to have that. And I was thinking, hey, if somebody was really smart, they could do their Christmas shopping for me for about £10 in some of these shops, and I'd be absolutely stoked. So yeah, definitely dropping the hints. I took some pictures on my phone. Might flick those on. So yeah, it's just hilarious. And you know, as simple as a 99p selection box, things we just don't get, but they just remind you of childhood and all of the things. So yeah, I love all this stuff. I love being back because it just floods me with really, really cool memories. So absolutely loving all of that. And then there's all the other extra curricular things, Christmas trees and everywhere, Christmas lights. OMG, the Christmas lights. And it's obviously gets dark really early, so much more relevant. Christmas songs, all the more relevant. And even my son has picked up on that. Like, he had a conversation with me the other day of like, ah, oh, it's just that it makes more sense, doesn't it? All the songs like must come from here. And I was like, yes, because it's gold. So yeah, it's interesting watching him, you know, click into what this is, and he's loving it, so that's cool. So yeah, absolutely loving it. But I think we'll take a pause, we'll inject our second Christmas song, because this is Christmas week, so we've got to max out this, because there's not much longer we can play Christmas tunes. In fact, this is probably the last show, so we'll amp out the Christmas tunes today. So here's our second. Enjoy.
Duplex and checks. Sign your to baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
So there you go, second Christmas song. Hope you've enjoyed that one. Obviously just all about the gifts vibes. So yeah, Christmas lights, we'll go back to that because I'm just loving it. The amount of Christmas lights, the town lights, the house lights, people just really go next level, and it can be super simple or there's things attached, people go next level. And of course, because it's dark, 4:30, 5 o'clock, and you're out, if you're still out and about or you're driving from A to B or whatever, you're just streets, you just turn a corner and you go down a new street and you've got a new experience, or you're walking through and it's just beautiful. People with the Christmas trees in bay windows that the curtains are open and you see, it's just so magical. And I think, you know, that's all of the part of Christmas that I enjoy here. It's the wandering round wrapped up and enjoying the lights. It's the carols in the square, things like those little opportunities to just be part of the season. When I think of one of my new favourite Christmas films, The Grinch, the animated version, which I know I spoke about last year when I discovered it, and we've been watching it again. Just all of that, you know, Whoville doing all the Christmas things. It's like, that's the magic that I always feel for real when I'm here. So loving being back, embracing it. And so I hope that you all get to do that too. I hope you all enjoy your Christmas. I hope you're savouring everything about Christmas with all the special people in your life. I hope that you're able to sit back and relax. What isn't done isn't done. And what is done, I hope you're enjoying. I hope some of your wishes come true. And a huge thank you again for listening to the show. And yeah, I hope you just have the most magical Christmas, just like I am. And I just hope that everybody experiences that same magic, because this is what it's all about. So I think we'll wrap it up there. Christmas is here. Cheers to you. Cheers to Arrow FM for hosting the show. Cheers to my co-pilot Marina for being a star editor and going with the flow while I'm overseas. But thank you, everybody. Happy Christmas to you all. I wish you the happiest of Christmas seasons. And let's look forward to a whole new year vibe very soon. Finishing off a very special song that I absolutely adore. It just feels right.
Christmas night, another fight, tears we cried a flood, got all kinds of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right a wrong, just walk away, those windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still waiting for the snow to fall, doesn't really feel like Christmas at all. Some drunken Elvis doesn't really feel like Christmas at all. Still waiting for the snow to fall. It doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.
Enjoy and happy Christmas.